Anchor, so I thought I would do a post with an app that allows me to pause, because I like to be able to pause. So I do have a couple more posts to upload with life happening, but I haven't uploaded them yet because I got lazy. So Bob and I are sitting at the coffee shop, and they're playing a really weird mix of good vibration or something. I don't know. But anyway, I wanted to come in and talk about my birthday. It was quite fun. I'm gonna try to not use people's names because, you know, public forum and stuff. But so the celebration part of things started Thursday. I woke up and I was really excited because I had made a jewelry order, and it was supposed to have come Friday, but I got a notification that said it was going to arrive Thursday. So I was like, oh yay! I like to get packages and I like to support friends, so I was just like, oh, we're going to karaoke later. Oh, I'm getting a jewelry package. Like, nothing went wrong. I was in an absolutely wonderful mood, like, all day. I did get the package, and I love everything in it. So then we went to karaoke, which was a nice little gathering. And I'm not even being sarcastic. It was nearly everybody who I wanted to come was there. There was one person that didn't, but we're going to catch up with that person very soon. But yeah, we did the joint celebration with my one friend who we generally always do a joint celebration with, and everybody sang well. I had a fair bit to drink. I didn't get like stupid drunk. I had a nice little buzz, which is what I was going for. You know, I didn't want to get drunk, but I also didn't want to not drink. Oh, and one of my friends got me a shot called a cherry cheesecake, which I hadn't had probably since I was about 22, 23. And I was like, I need another one of those at some point very soon in my life. And it was funny because she brought it over and Bob said, ooh, she's gonna get too drunk. So that's a steamer at the coffee machine. Hold on. Yeah, it was fun. And then Friday, we had lunch with Bob's dad. We went to Longhorn. And you know what? I changed my order up. Usually, I'll get either the Flo's Filet or the New York Strip or the Parmesan-crusted chicken. But I wanted to change it up. I got their pork chops, and I really, really like Longhorn's pork chops. So then we went to go see the movie Megan, which was amazing. It's about a little girl and her parents die, and she goes to live with her aunt who works at a toy company. She does the computer stuff for the toy company, and she makes a toy called Megan. Stands for something, I can't remember what. But I was like, well, now I'll never think of the name Megan the same way. But I just can't remember what the acronym was. But, oh, it's good. So then Saturday, Bob went to work and I had a me day. And then Sunday, we went to Olive Garden with Bob's dad because Bob's dad had to bring some stuff, and I was really, really, really excited because the sun was out And I had thought, I was like, you know, it would be really awesome, like, if I had a sunny birthday. And I did. So, what did we have? We had the chicken tortellini Alfredo? I can't remember. It was chicken and it was tortellini and it was amazing. So, and I changed my drink up and I got raspberry lemonade, and it's funny because I don't really like raspberry, but I like raspberry flavoring. And I had made my order and I was like, man, I should have gotten like strawberry lemonade, or, you know, like just regular lemonade. But when I got the lemonade, I was like, man, this is really good. Because usually when we go to Olive Garden, I get the peach tea, and I just was like, So, we had a nice time, and then we went over to two of our best friends' house, which was quite fun. And we hung out, and we caught up on life, and I told them all about karaoke and the movie, and they gave me presents. The lady gave me a dragonfly bracelet, and the husband of the couple gave me an Amazon gift card, which I still have to put into my account. Oh, and I forgot. So Bob had given me his present. He had gotten me a pair of Tribbett Fly Buds earbuds, which I absolutely love. Tribbett is awesome. So I said, yeah, I said I would like to have one present at midnight, and then we were gonna do the other. He was gonna give me the other present when we got up, but we weren't running late, but we're just like, eh. So while we were at our friend's house, we watched the Menu and Black Phone, because whoever's birthday it is when we all get together, they pick the the birthday person picks the movies and the dinner, and it was really funny. So like, the Menu is about how all these people go to this fancy schmancy restaurant with this chef, and I don't really know how to talk about the movie without giving spoilers, but it's a horror movie, so keep that in mind. So it was really funny because we had finished watching the movie, and I was like, I thought, man, I'm hungry. And I said, all right. I said, I know this is the absolute worst time to probably say this. I said, but is anybody hungry? We all started laughing.
Remember that?
And so, like, because of part of the movie, we were like, we must not eat our food. We must sit and savor every bit of what it is that we're eating. So yeah, then we watched Black Phone, and then we watched this really bad movie that I can never remember the name of.
In Defense of a Married Man.
Thank you. In Defense of a... I keep wanting to call it The Unlawful Husband. Which I guess... And I don't know how I got that in my head, The Unlawful Husband, but...
That's a good sound to me.
Thanks.
And it would work.
But In Defense of a Married Man, mm-hmm. Which would be The Unlawful Husband. So... It was bad, but... Bob and our friend, I keep wanting to use people's names, described for the other lady, huh?
What happened to the alternative? Trying to play Nick.
I know. But yeah, and then like the next thing we knew, it was like 1:30 in the morning, and we were like, oh, we probably should go. Not because we weren't having fun, but you know, Bob needed to work, and... husband, well, the male of the couple had to work. I don't remember, but yeah. So then we went home, and Bob got me a really nice pair of pajamas, which I absolutely love. And then we got our Christmas presents from Connecticut, and it was really funny. So I got this bath set, and it comes with these two really huge, like, pieces of soap. They're like balls of soap, and I'm not even making it up. Like, and so I opened it, and they came in a lunchbox with, like, all these little popcorn packing things. And so we were laying in bed, and I was like, did you close the lunchbox of the soaps? And Bob was like, oh. And I said, I don't think you did. I said, because I can smell it all the way across the room. And so we got up and we closed it, and I was like, well, that's much better. I said, at least now when I use that, when I take a shower, I said, at least I know it won't stink. But it does, it does. It smells really good, and I need to use it, because, yeah, and it also came with a shower jelly. Like, I've heard of a shower gel, but I've never heard of a shower jelly. So, yeah, anyway, it was a wonderful birthday. I am glad that, it's definitely one for the record books, and I'm glad that everybody, you know, I got to see all the people that I got to see. And yeah, so I will go, because I feel like I've been talking for an hour. So I will update again very, very soon.